It's time for a look back on today's match. This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
Atlanta United Soccer is brought to you by Equifax, The Home Depot, Mercedes-Benz, AT&T, Publix, Scana, Kauffman Tire, Lunazol, La Perea, Piedmont Healthcare, Heineken, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and Associated Credit Union.
The home for MLS in Atlanta, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I really wish we had more time to go through it. Unfortunately, we have got to get to the charter. We don't have much time tonight, but 4-3 Atlanta United over San Jose Earthquakes tonight. The winner coming in stoppage time, Miguel Almiron's cross to Joseph Martinez. Joseph had a brace tonight to get to 30 goals on the year. Atlanta United trailed 2-0 and 3-1. Remember, they had never won a match before when trailing by two goals at any point. It appeared they trailed by three goals, then VAR got involved. We're going to go through the summary and the highlights in a moment. First, though, Jason, your man of the match brought to you by Heineken.
It has to be Joseph. I mean, game-winning goal number 10, and nothing bigger than that.
That was succinct.
I don't have a whole lot to say about this anymore. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, let's go through it. And it started in the 13th minute, a goal by Nick Lima to open the scoring for San Jose. And he'll try to dribble around Escobar, and Escobar does a beautiful job to body him off the ball. They say it stayed in play, and now it's served at the back post and headed away from Guzan by LGP. Back to Erickson, another shot is blocked down by Escobar. Now it's Chase Salinas sending it to the back post. Header in. Nick Lima gives San Jose the early 1-0 lead. Atlanta United has only won twice this year after conceding the first goal. They have not won after conceding the first two goals. And San Jose doubled their lead in the 44th minute with Danny Hoosen. San Jose will be able to escape. Here's a long ball played down the middle to Hoosen, who's in on goal. Shoots, saved by Guzan. Gets back on the ball. Takes a touch. Now stops. Floats it to the back post. And in! Hoosen chips Guzan from 15 yards out. The Earthquakes with a 2-0 lead. But then I think the key play of the whole match, and it came in stoppage time in the first half, Tito Villalba with a rocket to cut the San Jose lead in half. He'll play it back to Gressel. 4-on-3 as Gressel comes down the right wing. Plays it over to Tito on the left side. His drive! Goal! Golazo! Tito Villalba from 20 yards out. Atlanta United has new life just before halftime. Yeah, Atlanta United looked dead on their feet. Tito gave them a pulse, and then in the first 5 minutes of the second half, it looked like Atlanta United was very close to getting the equalizer, but then an incredible individual effort by Vaco restored the two-goal lead for San Jose in the 59th minute. Pivots around Chris McCann into the box. Vaco dribbling through traffic to the flat and scores. Unbelievable. Vaco dribbling right through the Atlanta back line. Incredible. So that gave San Jose a 3-1 lead. Then Wando scored to make it 4-1. But right before Wando scored, there was an odd play in the San Jose penalty area where it looked like Magnus Eriksson had handball. And after Wando scored, they went to VAR, and this is what happened. And now Bazakos blows his whistle, makes the...
No goal.
No goal, and it's got to be a penalty.
It is
a penalty.
Yes.
So we go from 4-1 to potentially 3-2. An incredible swing here, and Joseph Martinez is walking the ball up to the penalty spot. Incredible. And Joseph, who was 6-for-7 from the spot this year coming into tonight, you almost knew it was automatic he would score, right? Here was his attempt. Waiting for the whistle from Bazakos. He gets it. Stutter steps up to the ball, strikes it, and scores! 3-2! Incredible swing! And from there, the Five Stripes were in business on the front foot the rest of the way, but then one of the most bizarre plays certainly I've ever seen, and if it's up there on Mr. Longshore's list, I know it's bizarre. In the 74th minute, well, we'll see if my call made sense. And Almiron now sends it up to Joseph. Back to Almiron, who dribbles into the attacking third. Ahead to Joseph at the spot. Take it down at the
spot. Penalty.
Penalty. The play continued.
Oh, wait a minute.
Miguel put it in. Now he pointed to the penalty spot. Miguel put it in. As play continued, that would be advantage. And then LA United has equalized. I've never seen anything like that. Have you?
No. Not at all. I mean, and what threw us, and when you watch this on replay, go back and watch Fotis Bazakos, the referee. We can't hear the whistle, obviously, because the place is electric at this point. But he runs in. The normal signal for playing advantage is two hands out. He shows one hand pointing at the spot. We don't hear the whistle, but he's running, pointing at the spot. It looks like he's calling a penalty. It looked like the San Jose Earthquakes players thought that he was calling a penalty. Everybody kind of hesitated. Miguel's asking for the penalty. Then he realizes the ball's at his feet, and he turns and scores.
Now, I'll admit, I don't know the law. If there is a penalty awarded, doesn't the referee have to instantly blow his whistle?
No, we're making it more confusing than it needs to be. This is the thing. Bazakos' motions made it look like he had called the foul.
Okay, so you're saying he might not have called a penalty.
He couldn't have. If he blew the whistle, the play's dead.
Right.
But he's running in, pointing at the spot. Now, this is what I'll love to hear if anything is said by pro or how this goes, professional referees organization, because his motions made it look like he called the penalty, the play was dead. Everyone hesitated because it looks like it's a penalty by Shea Salinas fouling Joseph Martinez. Miguel initially is looking for Bazakos to ask for the penalty. Then he realizes the ball's at his feet and he turns and scores. Bazakos plays on. San Jose just looks stunned at that point.
Right, right. So now it's 3-3. And Atlanta United with Kevin Kratz and Ezequiel Barco and Brandon Vasquez in as the subs had to kind of hold on a little bit. San Jose tried to get that go-ahead goal, maybe come out of here with 3 points. But Atlanta United, the one thing they did a lot last year dramatically was get goals in stoppage time for draws. How about a goal in stoppage time for the win? I'm nervous to hear how this sounds. Let's see. And Rometty nearly dispossessed by Youngberg. LGP slides to send it up to Barco. Ezequiel playing it through to Almiron now, left attacking third. Almiron's cross for Joseph. Score! They're going to do it! Well,
I was just yelling gibberish. I don't know if it was English. I don't know what I said.
Reminds me of Taylor Twellman in the 2014 World Cup. Was it John Brooks or Taylor Twellman started speaking in tongues after a goal by the Americans.
I am sorry.
It's okay. It's a really dramatic moment. It's the first time, to my knowledge, Atlanta United has won in stoppage time in club history. They've gotten some draws with some late goals in stoppage time. I do not remember a win in stoppage time. I guess that's something we can research later. But 4-3 in the final scoreline, on one hand, you say, well, it shouldn't be that close against the Earthquakes, but the fact is you showed a lot of resiliency, and style points don't matter. It's the points you accumulate on the table, and now Atlanta United's 4 points clear for the Shield.
Yeah, it's not about style points here. The judges are not grading this one and affecting how many points Atlanta United takes home to Georgia. Joseph Martinez, Miguel Almiron, Ezequiel Barco combining on that last one, and it's Gonzalez Pires with the ball through to Barco. They didn't quit. And we talked about it multiple times in that second half. Leandro Gonzalez Pires at times seemed to be willing this team forward. He was clattered into in the second half. Tommy Thompson looked like he went with a knee or a hip into Gonzalez Pires's back, and he was hurting. He was hobbling around for a while, but you could see that leadership coming out of him, and it just felt like he would not let this team lose. Joseph and everyone else carried that on in the attacking half, and you're taking 3 points home that you didn't deserve tonight.
But you got it.
You got it.
And that's the key. And Atlanta United in full control for the Shield now. And I want to restate again, they could clinch a first round by Saturday. They would need a win in New York City to not win against Montreal. They could be 2 wins away from clinching CONCACAF Champions League entry. They would need some help, and they would need to beat Red Bulls. If Atlanta United beats RSL and somehow wins at Red Bull Arena, Then they come home October 6th against New England Revolution with a chance to clinch the Shield, and that would be incredible. Atlanta United wants to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they donate $2,000 to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total currently $14,000. More to come from San Jose in a moment. Atlanta United, a 4-3 improbable win tonight over San Jose Earthquakes on the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As Jason Longshore informed me during the break correctly, Atlanta United, 3 matches, 9 points against opponents from California, including 6 points on the road in California this year. Played a lot better at Galaxy than they played tonight, but this will be a comeback. I know not a lot of you were awake for it, but for those of you who were, you're going to remember this one for a while. And if Atlanta United wins the Shield, you might argue they won it tonight. Had they lost tonight, maybe they would have lost the Shield tonight. But 4-3, come-from-behind win over San Jose Earthquakes tonight. Everything is better when Atlanta United wins, as you know, because with today's win, that's another donation of $1,000 to Piedmont Healthcare Foundation for a current total of $18,000 as a not-for-profit hospital system. Piedmont Healthcare relies on the generosity of donors to expand healthcare services in our community. Atlanta United is proud to be a Piedmont donor. I'm sure you guys on Soccer Down here will go into much more detail over the next 2 days about what happened tonight. But I think it is very important to circle back to that point, because if Atlanta United had dropped, even if they had taken a draw tonight, now you have tremendous pressure on that match on the 30th at Red Bull Arena. The complexion changes entirely, and as deflated as the Earthquakes are tonight, any Red Bulls players or coaches who are watching this, they must feel gutted.
Yeah, it's a really tricky situation. I think a draw would have had a better feeling because of the way it came back 3-1 down, thinking you're going 4-1 down. It would have been a very meaningful point. You would have had a lot of momentum coming out of it, but it would have made that match at Red Bull Arena more of a showdown. Now, if you can rally the troops at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday, if you can find some energy to get through that one and get 3 points, you go to Red Bull Arena with a potential cushion where you don't have to have a win there. A draw is fine, and a draw there would probably seal the Supporters' Shield, CONCACAF Champions League, everything you're looking for.
All right, Atlanta United, we have to get on the charter. We're going up to San Francisco, so we're going to arrive around 8 in the morning in Atlanta. Now you have to play Saturday night against RSL, who did not play a midweek match. That feels like a very tough assignment Saturday at the Benz. I'm sure you'll get a lift playing at home. But Real Salt Lake is scoring a lot of goals and still have a lot to play for as far as seeding goes in the West.
It's a tough one because you're not going to train tomorrow. You will probably have a very light walkthrough on Friday. You might watch some video more than anything of this. And then you're on the field Saturday. It's going to be one of those. It's a little different than we've talked about with Atlanta on these games on the road. We said we needed Atlanta United to get early goals to take control of the match. Against RSL at home, you need to kind of ease into the match, to be honest. Yeah. You need to slow things down a little bit and just get your bearings back, because you're not going to be sharp. You're not going to have your full energy. You need to ease into the match. This is one of those, think back to Columbus on the road, where the first half, Atlanta United controlled possession, very slow, methodical at times, just working the ball around, not putting themselves at risk, but controlling the match. That's the type of match you need, at least in the first half on Saturday, to see what you have in the tank.
All right, so we'll be on the air Saturday night, 6:30, with the Five Stripes Countdown on Sports Radio 92.9. The game as we return to the Benz for the first time in more than a month. 7 o'clock kickoff. We will have a full 1 hour full-time report after that game on Saturday. Very much looking forward to bringing that to you again. Atlanta United could clinch a first-round bye with a win and a New York City non-win on Saturday. So there will be much to play for. For our producer, Oren Romain, and Jason Longshore, I'm Mike Conti. The improbable final scoreline again. Atlanta United 4, San Jose Earthquakes 3. Good morning from Northern California.
I've been for a while.
complete recap of today's game, this is the Full Time Report.
Here's the voices of our Atlanta United. You've been listening to MLS action of our Atlanta United. Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long.
Atlanta United Soccer is brought to you by Equifax, The Home Depot, Mercedes-Benz, AT&T, Publix, Scanem, Kauffman Tire, Lunazol, La Perea, Piedmont Healthcare, Heineken, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and Associated Credit Union.
The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The official home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
They'll send it across to Martinez, who shoots and scores!
Our United play here.
Shoots, score!
MLS in the ATL.
Hashtag Watch Barco!
The home for the Atlanta United, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.